Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Soul Boost podcast. Our mission is to bring you light and share our experience with you to help you reconnect to your soul through this podcast. And we are your hosts.
Hi, everyone. My name is Basha. I am spiritual counselor, holistic healer, and spiritual life coach.
And my name is Agnieszka. I am a digital creator, curious mind, interested in all aspects of personal development, psychology, spirituality, nutrition, and fitness.
If our message resonates with you, please follow us on Spotify and iTunes.
And now grab a cup of tea and come hang out with us. Good evening and welcome to episode number 12 of Soul Boost podcast. In this episode, we will talk about spiritual awakening. Good evening, Basha. It is so good to see you.
Good evening, Agnieszka. It's so good to see you as well.
I know. It must be. So, Basha, how have you been?
I've been good. I've been really, really good. Thank you for asking. And how have you been, my friend?
Amazing, my friend.
So good to hear that.
Things are great. Summer is already starting in Croatia. So as I already mentioned, in this episode, we will be talking about spiritual awakening. So how do you define spiritual awakening? It certainly means different things to different people. And in this episode, we will try to shed a little bit of a light on the topic of spiritual awakening and share our own experiences and tell you how this process looked like in both our cases. So, Basha, how would you define spiritual awakening?
To me, it's basically the change of the reality, change of the perception, how I see the reality and consciousness shifting. And there are many, many people going through spiritual awakening at the moment. And this process, obviously, is different for everyone. It was different for me. It was different for you. And probably most of the people experiencing very painful and difficult spiritual awakening. And this process is called chaos. This chaos can be caused or started or initiated. So your spiritual awakening could be initiated by something external. A loss of your relationship, you going through a breakup, very painful breakup, that can trigger something as well, or you experiencing near death. And also through illness, very, very serious illness, that can actually trigger something.
Do you think in every case, spiritual awakening is followed by some difficult experiences?
Absolutely not. I can assure you there are people living on this planet who actually experience it very lightly. It comes natural to them. They can sit and eat dinner at the table and they just awake, you know, they just wake up. I would think majority of people who are experiencing spiritual awakening are going through this very painful bit. So once it starts happening to you, you know, the symptoms of spiritual awakening are, for some people, are quite obvious. For some people, it could be very odd, that feeling that there's something more important than money, than success, than all the materialistic things. And you start digging and digging and digging. You start asking very deep questions like, why am I here? What's my life purpose? And you start feeling lonely.
Like you don't belong here.
Absolutely. And this is what happened to me at the beginning, and I felt really, really lonely because I was surrounded by great friends.
And nobody would understand you.
Nobody could get me. Nobody could understand me. And I felt really, really lonely. You start actually suddenly feeling that whatever you were taught in school, it's not actually entirely true. You start seeing the world totally differently.
Yes.
You become more sensitive, you know, your intuition is becoming more heightened. You start feeling unconditional love, you feel empathy, compassion. All these things are actually creating a lot of chaos.
Yeah. And you are also starting to realize that there is so much more to your existence and there is so much more magic to life. And many people just start thinking that you are just crazy.
So guys, once we go through the chaos, things will start brighten up for us a little bit. We will feel very excited about life. We will feel very connected to God, energy, to others. We will actually start feeling that we all are connected. We oneness with the universe, with nature. Others, with nature, exactly.
With animals, yeah.
Yes, and you start feeling this blissful, blissful emotions. Some of you might actually experience connecting with your spiritual guides. We also can experience seeing synchronicity, like seeing the same numbers every day or quite frequently. And that will mean that archangels and universe is trying to communicate with us. So we will start seeing those signals and symbols and we will start understanding them. Your heart will start opening, guys. You will start actually being more intuitive because your heart starts opening, and also you will love unconditionally. You will feel compassion, kindness. This will actually be very intense.
And you will start realizing that most of the things that you were taught in school, most of the limiting beliefs that were introduced to us by the system are pure lies and programming us into believing that we are designed to just work, pay bills, and die, which in truth, we are limitless. And you start realizing that there is so much more into your existence than just what you can see with your two eyes. There is so much more to life. And you are here for a reason. You are such an important piece of a puzzle that you can truly have beautiful, fulfilling life and live your purpose.
And after this blissful period, there comes a period when your soul will start bringing up all the things you have to heal and cleanse in this lifetime, guys, and that will be very heavy. This process is called the dark night of the soul. And basically what it means a massive purging. So you basically will start cleansing all your traumas, all the limiting beliefs, all the things which actually don't serve you anymore. But those things you will be healing might actually not be only from this lifetime. It could be from your past lives as well. You might feel depressed. You might feel anxious. You might feel very lonely in this process. Some people might even feel that they're dying. And this is actually not very far from the truth because we are dying as an old person. We are shedding skin. We are being reborn as a new person. Our DNA is changing and also our body is changing. But what is very important as well is that this process can last months, but also a few years. But just be patient, trust the process. And if you surrender to what's happening, it will probably be less painful.
I would also suggest to find your tribe. It is very hard to go through this process when you are by yourself and you have nobody to talk to about your experiences and what you are going through. Find your tribe. If you don't have anybody in your friends group or your family that could understand you, find your friends online.
You can also find a healer who can guide you through this process.
You can find a healer and you can find a mentor, or your healer can be your mentor. Basha was my mentor and my healer when we first met. And look where I'm at now. Now I'm mentoring people myself. But seriously, it's very comforting to have somebody who can answer your questions. And believe me, when you are going through spiritual awakening, you're going to have so many questions. You're probably going to be staying up all night watching videos and looking for information.
And once we go through this very painful and difficult process of massive purging, we then might feel at peace. And you will start manifesting. This is the time when you actually become a very good manifester.
Because you realize the powerful freaking creature that you are and that you can manifest anything. And this is like when the magic starts happening. It's mind-blowing.
Yes. So you will feel basically the bliss you already experienced before this massive purge you've done, but it will be much stronger. The emotions, the feelings will be much more stronger because you've already cleaned so much and there's nothing which actually can limit you in any shape or form. You will finally find the meaning and the life purpose.
Because we were all born with very special, very unique gifts that we can give into this world, and we can live our life with purpose, with joy, and through helping others, we can fulfill our life's mission. So now the key is to figure out what that mission is, what our gifts are, and how can we fulfill our life's purpose.
And so people will never wake up because it's not meant for them in this lifetime. So they will live without any life purpose. They will just live to work. That's it. Yeah. And they will stay in this system. They will stay in the matrix and they will believe in what they were taught.
Yep. Just watching TV, getting programmed, and not realizing the freaking beauty and magic that life can be. But we can help ourselves get out of the matrix if we just limit distractions, if we limit watching TV, drinking, and get out in the nature more, meditate. Through those things, we can help speed up our spiritual awakening. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. I think especially being in the nature can speed up a lot of things, especially healing. And obviously, surrounding yourself with like-minded people, having conversations with them, asking questions, getting answers.
Also, and just seeing what resonates with you. I remember I had a lot of questions when I first met you. And prior to that experience, I was a little bit lost if it comes to my faith and what I believe in. Why are we here on earth? What happens after death? And then when I was asking you all those things, what do you believe in, what happens after death, and about our souls, etc., all those things just resonated. They just made sense to me.
You mean everything I told you, right?
All the answers you gave me, they really resonated. And I was thinking about it recently, actually, because a family member passed away. And she had a very, very, very tough life. So it got me thinking about the faith that I was brought up in, Catholic religion. According to those beliefs, we have only one life on earth. And it doesn't matter if you live for 5 minutes or if you live for 50 years. To me, it just didn't make sense. If you think about it, how does it freaking make sense that you can live a very, very hard life? Maybe you are a slave your whole life. And then somebody else is a freaking king, or they have just beautiful and super easy life. And then both of these people only have that one experience. And based on that, it is decided whether they are going to heaven or whether they are going to hell. If you think about it, it doesn't really make sense. So then when my auntie passed away, I was revisiting those beliefs. And I was like, yeah, what you taught me totally makes sense. Such as, you know, we come here to learn. We come here sometimes to pay for the sins we made in the past lives. And I'm thinking like, God damn, my auntie must have been some badass in their past life, considering how hard her life was.
Okay, so I'm very happy that I could help you in some way.
Well, I was just really lucky to have you, because so many people, if not most of the people, they are going through this whole process alone. Yeah, so it was so good to have somebody who not only understand you and understand... No, thank you.
No, thank you. That's very... I really appreciate your words.
It's not only to have somebody who understand what you are going through, but somebody who can guide you. So I feel like, you know, my experience maybe wasn't as smooth in the very beginning because I had a trigger myself, but then you were standing on the street right there. And
yes, with my magic wand. And crystal ball.
Yeah, so I just consider myself very, very lucky because I have heard so many stories of people going through the spiritual awakening and feeling so lonely and feeling like there are people around them, there are family members, there are their friends they had for their whole life, and they never felt more disconnected with them, and nobody can understand them. And my experience wasn't that traumatic because I had you from the very beginning as my friend, as my guide. Yeah, I was very lucky to have you. I am still lucky to have you, but I mean, especially then, because now I kind of know what I'm doing. For me, the saddest thing about the spiritual awakening is that you can't take everybody with you. You will have friends that will wake up and you will help some of them wake up, but some of them you will just have to let go of. And that is the saddest and most painful part of it, that the person that you were so close to and that you used to be so connected with, and sometimes that can even be your partner. Mm-hmm. I think that is the most traumatic scenario ever. People that you used to connect with, like you are living in two completely different realities.
And obviously you're absolutely not selfish by breaking those friendships. You're doing it because you love yourself. You want to become better version of yourself. And whatever is holding you back, whatever is limiting you, that needs to go.
Yeah, you just kind of get hooked when you start awakening spiritually. And I remember I was so hungry. I just wanted to level up and level up. And I was letting go of more and more things. And I had enormous amount of self-discipline. And I just wanted to be in nature. I wanted to meditate. I didn't want to drink alcohol. You just get so high on life. You want to keep leveling up. And you don't want to have any of those things in your life that will slow this process down. Because it's so good. It feels so good to be alive and you want to keep going that path.
Yeah, similar things happened to me as well. I quit smoking, I quit drinking. So what about you, Agnieszka? What would you say about your spiritual awakening?
I think if I could pinpoint one moment in time, it was when I was going through a very rough time energetically, and there was something happening in the world that I felt like it's weighing me down. And this is when I really experienced how connected we all are. I experienced how collective consciousness has very strong impact on me. There was a lot of chaos going on in the world, and I felt it in my nearest surroundings. And usually I'm so good with just fixing my energy. It takes me one day, you know, I will meditate, work out, whatever. And that was just not going away. And I was drained for days and I couldn't breathe. I didn't know how to fix it. And then I met you, my angel. I was quite a spiritual person. I was meditating for many years. I had high level of self-awareness, but something happened there during that time, and I just started seeing myself completely different, the world around me. I started feeling connected with every person, which is also made me less judgmental, because I would understand that whatever I'm judging in other people, it is something that needs healing within me. I started feeling love for every person, and I realized how connected we all are, not only with other people, but with nature, with animals, with all the creatures. And it made me go 100% vegan because of that reason. And I think it happens for a lot of people. My level of awareness and consciousness, that just went to the next level. It's so hard to describe. I just started realizing how magical our existence is, and that this life we have on earth it's just a small part of our journey. And another thing was that I also understood that what other people think of me really doesn't matter. And I think this is very liberating. There is this liberating part of spiritual awakening. That happens for many people, and that's happened for me, when I just really stop giving a shit what people think of me. And with that comes such a joy and freedom. And I just started being more authentic with my every breath.
Yeah, it's a very important thing what you said. Once we start waking up, we are being more authentic. We start seeing everything through
different lenses. Yeah,
absolutely. Start seeing the truth.
And this is also very individual experience for everybody. This goes differently. But bottom line, it's called awakening because you feel like you just woke up. You woke up from the matrix, you woke up from this dream, and now you can see things clearly, not just through your two eyes, but you just can see things for what they are. Once you go through it, you just know. When you know, you know.
Exactly. We can talk about theory and our own experiences, but obviously if guys are not ready, they will not understand fully what we're talking about here. So I can only hope that we help our listeners today to understand what's happening, if they obviously are waking up at the moment. But if they start waking up in the near future, at least they will be ready because they will understand what's happening.
Yeah, guys. So we hope that you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And we hope that you will wake up, because it sure sucks to be asleep.
Oh, definitely. Guys, thank you very much for listening to our 12th podcast. Oh my God, it's 12 episodes already. I know. It's amazing.
Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Ciao.
Bye.